Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy here, and on today's episode, I want to talk to you about social media. But before we begin, I will not be offended at all if you hit pause to quickly rate and review my podcast. Every time you subscribe, download an episode, rate and review, you are helping me get better rankings, which means that you're helping me spread the word and get this valuable content to even more entrepreneurs. Thank you so much for doing this. And if you're ready, let's jump right in. Now, if you're familiar with my material, you know that I'm very active on social media, and I'm a huge advocate for using a lot of tools that it can offer you. Now, if you use social media the right way, it can be a great way to connect with your audience. However, if you're using it the wrong way, it can also be a huge waste of time. But if you're not using it at all, you're definitely missing out on a great free resource. So let me tell you why, and let's jump in today. Social media used to be social, and hence the name, I should say, but it was a platform for people to connect with others by sending the messages and sharing pictures. And it wasn't highly regarded by professionals, and the activities that took place on these platforms had nothing to do with work. But now that's changed, and it didn't take long for corporations and entrepreneurs to realize the incredible potential of sites like this. And whether it's Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, you get the idea. This was all happening because social media companies started to adapt their programs to accommodate us, the business owner. Now, once we were able to create business pages to connect with the world, things have dramatically changed. Now companies can attract a following through social media posts and market to a much larger audience by incentivizing people to share their posts and visit their web pages. Now, that's why you'll now find all kinds of ads when you log into any type of social media. From the perspective of a business owner, social media is a huge asset, and you can spread the word about the great things your company is doing at such a rapid and regular pace. Now, before this, the only real internet presence you had was probably your website. And before that, one of the only ways to reach people beyond your region was through expensive television ads. Now, most social media is free, and it engages with people through their personal online identities. The hardest part for you is that you will have to find the time to manage it. I have hired someone to help me manage my social media in my businesses. This way, I can reap the benefits of having that active online presence without having to spend all of the time that it requires. If you already are very busy, I would recommend doing this. And you can tell your social media manager what sorts of things you want to post, what audiences you want to target, and so on. They can make the daily updates, you know, post them, pre-schedule them, and they keep the new items coming in to stay on top of people's news feeds. If someone isn't actively doing this, your material quickly becomes old and people really start to forget about what you're offering when they actually need it. You want them to be regularly reminded about your content so that yours is the first name that comes to mind when they consider your industry. Now, my social media manager is not posting her own content. She's taking content from my previous posts I created, whether it's my blogs, my Periscopes, etc. She's taking my words, my phrases, my knowledge, my expertise, and putting it on graphics with programs like Canva and PicMonkey. That is the important part I needed to share with you because many people are afraid to delegate and they think they will lose their voice when they do this. So it doesn't have to be that way as long as you're setting the guidelines and you're making this work for your specific company. The most important step to social media success is remaining active. I post things on my Facebook account 3 times a day so people always have the opportunity to engage with me. Each week, I sit down and plan out a week's worth of things that I want to post on social media so that I have new marketing material coming out each day. Rather than planning from Monday to Monday, I'll plan posts from Monday to the following Wednesday so that this way, even if I don't have time to get to it next Monday, I know that new things will still be going up. Now, you've probably heard me talk about Gary Vaynerchuk's book, Jab, 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 Right Hook. The basic idea of this book is its successful marketing involves several free offers before you land that sale. So think of social media this way. Offer lots of content before you ask for anything. And by the way, I would definitely recommend this book. It's an excellent guide for business owners, especially when you are not new to social media, but when you're overwhelmed with how to take this big marketing asset on is what I'm looking at. So a lot of people fall into the trap of using social media the wrong way. They begin with the right intentions, but then it turns into a huge time waster. With the endless stream of info and pictures that it provides, it can end up being hugely addictive. And it's easy to lose track of your goals and your time when you're in these social media apps. Getting into the cycle will definitely cut your productivity. And you have to be contacted all the time through social media. People will be constantly messaging you, and it's just way too much for you to be productive throughout your day. So responding to these messages can be extremely demanding, especially if you have an app sending you notifications to your phone. So being constantly connected will make you feel like you need to respond to everybody right away, and it'll make them more likely to contact you only at the times that work for them and not for you. So my advice is set restrictions and decide on a particular time of day when you are going to work on your social media. And if you get into a habit of only replying to messages at certain times that are best for you, instead of providing that immediate response, you will effectively train people to not bombard you with questions. And this prevents a lot of headaches down the road in the future. And when I talked about notifications, get those off your phone. There is rare, I would say 99 times out of 100, you do not need to know specific notifications that come up on Facebook. So get those off of your phone right away. Now, you might be wondering which social media platforms you should be using. And there isn't a single easy answer to that question. It really depends on your target audience and where are they. So if you're selling jewelry or purses to women, Pinterest might be a good tool for you to use. If you're offering consulting services, you know, LinkedIn or Twitter would be likely better platforms to reach your audience. Facebook is a good platform for any business. And because almost everyone uses Facebook for personal reasons, there are very few audiences that you can't reach through the social media app. With the exception of some seniors who are less likely to use social media, but even then, my grandma is on Facebook. So I'm telling you, most likely Facebook is going to be one of the best ones that you can be using. Now, if you can get people to follow you, then you can post things that will appear on their newsfeed, providing them with the opportunity to learn more about your business and share it with others. And it's fine to use several platforms, just don't go overboard and use a bunch until you've mastered one at a time. So that doesn't mean I'm posting unique material on each one. A lot of times I post the same thing on two or three of them. So just to make sure I'm getting as much as exposure as possible, that's what I'm doing. Now, if you're eager to get on as many platforms as possible, but don't want to be overwhelmed, you can use a tool like Hootsuite. So Hootsuite can integrate all of your social media accounts so that you can manage them all from one convenient platform. And then you can post simultaneously and schedule those out as well. If you're going to manage these accounts on your own, dedicate a set amount of time each day or each week for you to spend on them. So putting a cap on it will also prevent you from wasting time that can be used for more important things in your schedule. Periscope is one of my new favorite social media tools. I hope you're on Periscope. I just recently discovered it and I'm already finding myself using it all the time. With Periscope, you can follow people in the same way that you would follow them on Twitter, but the difference is the app allows you to stream live video to your followers. Periscope is linked with Twitter so that you can send out notifications to your followers also when you're about to broadcast something. And then this way they can watch you and write in questions that you can respond to in real time. I've started using this to share thoughts with my followers, and I've also started using it for my own need of learning from other mentors. And even if you don't want to live broadcast yourself, just get on there for the free content coming from these mentors. It is unbelievable how much that they're sharing, and some of them are sharing daily. I myself have been broadcasting live daily for the past few weeks. Now, you only can watch a replay for 24 hours. So that's why you want to follow somebody, because you're not going to be notified otherwise when they're on there broadcasting live. So definitely check out Periscope. You can follow me at Stacey Tushel, and I'm always giving daily business tips, you know, tools, tricks, anything you need to know as an entrepreneur. Social media can also be a great way to collect feedback about your business. People are a lot more likely to leave detailed, honest comments online than in person. Now, as great as this is, for some things, it can also be very negative. If you have an unhappy customer, they can shout it on the rooftops and let all of their friends know. Before, you know, they would tell maybe 5, 6, 7 close friends. Now, in a matter of seconds, they can blast it on social media to hundreds or thousands of people. So that means you need to be very careful when dealing with your clients. Always act professional and understand anything you say could be on Facebook in a matter of seconds. Companies that don't take social media seriously in today's world really look outdated. Social proof, like I talked about, is everything in today's world. And what's amazing is that you can use most social media profiles for free and still get a lot out of them. The best part is that you can start becoming active on social media anytime because there really aren't any barriers to entry. So it will quickly become easier for people to find your business as your followers share and like your posts. If you still aren't convinced that you need to be using social media, think about some of these staggering statistics I've recently found. 53% of people recommend companies and products on Twitter. Facebook is the most visited website on the internet. And that's not just out of social media. It's saying it's the most visited website of all the websites on the internet. 50% of consumers have purchased something because of a recommendation they saw on a social network. The average user spends 89 minutes per month browsing items on Pinterest alone. So need I say more? I mean, those are some pretty crazy results. And if you didn't believe in the power of social media before, I really hope you do now. You know, these numbers are incredible. And if the growing trend towards online activity is any indication, they will only continue to increase. So I know it's kind of scary when you've got zero followers, you know, jumping on and being completely new, but you've got to start somewhere. And the longer you postpone it, the harder it's going to be to build it. So get on there now and start growing your followers. And I've heard that as the use of mobile devices increases, most traffic that social media sites receive is from those devices too. So that means people are checking their profiles wherever they go. So you can get your news to them anytime you want. But just be careful when you post something because people will be reading it almost instantly. So you want to make sure it's error-free and reflects positively on your business. If you're thoughtful about your posts, they'll more likely have the desired effect. So one thing I've mentioned yet is your personal social media. And in some cases, you'll use an account for personal and professional reasons simultaneously. You know, since my name is also the brand that I've developed, when I post something, it has my name right on it, not a business name. I always have to remember that this means whatever I say doesn't just reflect the values of my business, but it reflects directly on me as an individual. And most of the time, you know, this is a really good thing because it gives me the opportunity to have that positive influence. However, you know, if I were careless, it could quickly become very damaging for my reputation and for my business. So even if your business and your personal social media accounts are totally separate, you still want to remain professional on both. If you're a business owner or an entrepreneur, people will look at you as an expert and they're sure to look up when they hear about your company so that you don't want to do that. You want to make sure you remain professional. And you have to hold yourself to a higher standard than people who aren't in your position. So for better or for worse, entrepreneurs are set apart from everyone else because everything they do speaks to the quality of their business. One of my favorite phrases, and I hope I don't mess this up, but it's how you do anything is how you do everything. And I think I got that right. So what people are saying, you know, when you post something personally that reflects poorly on you, it's going back to your business because how you do anything is how you do everything. Now, although you can't micromanage the personal lives of your employees, you should encourage them to hold themselves to an acceptable standard on social media as well. You need to remind them that the pictures or comments about inappropriate activities could be seen by anyone, and that these really do reflect poorly on the character of people involved in your organization. So it should be within your power to actually dismiss an employee if their actions on social media really tarnishes the image of your company. And to be fair, you should provide a warning and help them understand the difference between appropriate and inappropriate behavior having to do with your business. Now, this could be provided in the form of a training that educates your staff on potential consequences of their actions, or just something they have to read and sign off of when you hire them. Now, I know social media can be overwhelming, but if you follow me, you know I always say, just be better today than you were yesterday. Maybe that means you're not active on social media at all. So today, start with one. Maybe you have Facebook, but you haven't been on in months. So today, go post something. You get the idea. Just be better today than you were yesterday. All right. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you got a ton out of it. And if you like this episode, please make sure to rate and review me so other entrepreneurs can find out if this is a great resource for them. All right, guys, thank you so much. I will talk to you again very soon.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.